Erstmals gefeiert wurde der Australier Day im frühen 19. Jahrhundert in Sydney. Die Historikerin Elizabeth Kwan, Autorin des Artikels Eine Geschichte des Australia Day, erklärt dazu.
What was called First Landing Day or Foundation Day was to celebrate with a dinner in Sydney, the beginning in 1788 of British settlement in New South Wales. So they were concerned with the survival of the colony because it hadn't been easy and that it was centered on Sydney. They were celebrating growth and prosperity, the love of Australia, the land we live in, they called it, but also the love of what they termed the mother country, that is Britain.
Nach der Einwanderungswelle von Europäern nach dem Zweiten Weltkrieg wurde der australischen Regierung bewusst, dass sie allen Australiern helfen musste, positiv miteinander zu leben. Dazu erneut die Historikerin Kwan.
There still had to be an acknowledgement that it had begun as a British settlement, but there was a greater urgency to acknowledge the contributions that were coming from all over the world, as well as from Indigenous, Aboriginal Australians. And so you find this growing attempt to balance celebration on Australia Day with reflection and education. So it saw quite a different side of Australia Day coming through.
1988 feierten erstmals alle australischen Bundesstaaten und Territorien den Australia Day am 26. Januar. Erst 1994 wurde der Tag Nationalfeiertag. Ein nationales Komitee zum Australia Day veranstaltet die Feierlichkeiten und vergibt die Auszeichnungen. Dessen Vorsitzender, Chris Kirby, teilt die Resultate einer kürzlich durchgeführten Studie, was der Tag den Menschen bedeutet.
And it showed that what most people are celebrating on Australia these days is, you know, how lucky we are to live somewhere like Australia. It was really about bringing together friends and family to celebrate and to connect on the day. And a lot of people talked also about the freedoms that we have here in Australia, and particularly with a really high number of new Australians and recent migrants. I think that kind of real sense of, you know, opportunity and freedom is what people are really celebrating these days on Australia Day.
Der Australia Day wird heute in ganz unterschiedlicher Art und Weise gefeiert. Viele Australier verbringen den Tag mit Freunden und der Familie oder besuchen eine Veranstaltung, so Chris Kirby.
Our national day isn't like the days that occur in other countries. It's very relaxed. It's very much that people can make of it what they want, from, you know, Aboriginal festivals of culture up in Coffs Harbour to, you know, huge multicultural parades down the centre of the Melbourne Central Business District to, you know, crazy, very Aussie outback events like thong throwing or cane toad racing. So there's a whole range of different events that happen on the day.
Jährlich finden an diesem Tag auch Einbürgerungszeremonien neuer Staatsbürger statt. Diese zelebrieren vor allem den Multikulturalismus, so Kirby.
It's something that's been encouraged by the Department of Immigration, and it really is a way of us celebrating the multicultural society that we live in and the success of that multiculturalism, that all of us other than the first Australians are descendant from or have arrived from other countries. And I think that's to me a very apt way of marking our national day.
Am Abend vor dem Australia Day verleiht Australiens Premierminister Auszeichnungen an Menschen, die sich auf besondere Art und Weise für Australien eingesetzt haben.
They've been running since 1960, and originally there was just the Australian of the Year, and now we actually have four awards. So there's the Australian of the Year, the Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year, and also the Local Hero. And really, the awards are, you know, all about celebrating the Australians that typify what we think Australia is about. You know, it's about that optimism, that tenacity that we see as part of Australian culture.
Bei den indigenen Australiern steht der Australia Day unter einem anderen Stern. Der 26. Januar, Beginn der Kolonialisierung, gilt als Tag der Invasion oder Tag des Überlebens. Viele indigene Australier feiern den Australia Day nicht, so Chelsea Bond. Sie ist Nunangeli und South Sea Islander Frau, die Aboriginal und Torres Strait Islander Studien an der Uni von Queensland unterrichtet.
The fact that it is insisted that we celebrate a day which at worst has been a day of mourning for Indigenous people and at best a celebration of our survival in a world that was an intent on destroying our way of life. And I think that surely as a nation there is a better day, a more inclusive day, where we all get to celebrate being part of this nation.
Auch Chris Kirby vom Australia Day Committee räumt ein, dass wenn es um den Tag geht, ganz unterschiedliche Gefühle im Raum stehen.
What's important is that Australia Day isn't about telling people how they should feel or whether they should get involved or whether they should celebrate. It really is, from our point of view, a day where people should choose how they want to mark the day. And it really is, for me, about reflecting on our past, but also celebrating where we are now. And I think increasingly about looking to what the future holds for the country.
Die westaustralische Stadt Fremantle bietet in diesem Jahr eine Alternative zum Australia Day. Zwei Tage nach diesem, am 28. Januar, veranstaltet sie den One Day. Auf der Webseite der Stadtverwaltung wird erklärt, damit soll allen Australiern ermöglicht werden, sich als Teil der multikulturellen Nation zu feiern. Auf dem Programm des familienfreundlichen Tages stehen verschiedene Workshops indigener und nicht-indigener Australier, Aktivitäten für Groß und Klein und ein Konzert mit den australischen Künstlern John Butler, Dan Sultan und Mama Kin. Die indigene Lektorin Chelsea Bond teilt die Ansicht, dass der Australia Day an einem anderen Tag gefeiert werden sollte.
The failure to change the date thus far, despite the calls by Indigenous people and many other Australians to change a date, I think it speaks to the relationship of power between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. It speaks to the position of Indigenous peoples in this country. It tells us where we sit in the nation's consciousness. With something still not talked about. The history that Indigenous Australians have experienced in this country is still something that this country prefers to keep quiet about.
Laut der Historikerin Kwan bleibt der Australia Day ein Tag im Zeichen des Wandels.
As we've seen from the evolution of Australia Day, it has been a work in progress. And the day and governments have responded to the way Australian society has changed. Perhaps too slowly for some, but it is a work in progress. The more we can discuss and involve everybody in that discussion, the better.